This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Pushes on for more conservation advisors. Regan faces senators. An announcement coming on USDA food centers. Bipartisan bill aims to increase technical service providers. A bipartisan measure being introduced today in the House and Senate would increase the number of technical service advisors available to help farmers take advantage of USDA conservation programs. Among other things, the bill would require USDA to set up a process to approve non-federal certifying entities. The idea is to ensure that agricultural retailers, conservation organizations, cooperatives, and members of professional societies can become service certifying entities. USDA also would have to set up a streamlined certification process for technical service providers who have specialty certifications such as certified crop advisors. Now take note, the bill is sponsored in the Senate by Indiana Republican Mike Braun, Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett, and Kansas Republican Roger Marshall. The House measure is sponsored by Indiana Republican Jim Baird and Abigail Spanberger, a Virginia Democrat. Bennett, Marshall, Baird, and Spanberger lead the Senate and House Ag committees that oversee Farm Bill conservation programs. So why it matters? Terry Cosby, chief of USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, says that meeting the demand for conservation services due to the Inflation Reduction Act funding will require both agency and private resources. Now, for more on the Farm Bill, including a look at a debate over base acres, read our AgriPulse weekly newsletter. We also break down the new membership of the House and Senate Ag Committees and look at the policy concerns of indoor agriculture. Farmers mixed on Farm Bill prospects. Farmers are sharply divided on whether Congress will pass a new Farm Bill this year and replace the 2018 law. Some 40% of growers surveyed by the monthly Purdue University CME Group Ag Barometer believe it's at least somewhat likely a new bill gets enacted this year. 29% of the producers surveyed say a 23 bill is very unlikely, and 13% say it's somewhat unlikely. Corn and soybean growers were also surveyed about which parts of the bill are most important to them. Some 40% said crop insurance, 31% said commodity programs, and 13% picked the commodity title. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Regan appears today before Senate appropriators. EPA Administrator Michael Regan is likely to face more questions today about the Waters of the U.S. rule and what impact the Supreme Court's pending decision in a Clean Water Act case may have on it. The Senate Interior Environment Appropriations Subcommittee will have Regan to themselves as the administrator makes the rounds on Capitol Hill to defend his agency's $12 billion-plus proposed budget. That would be a 19% increase above the current year's level. Now take note, members of the subcommittee include Democrats John Tester of Montana and Republican John Hovind of North Dakota, as well as Deb Fischer of Nebraska, virtually guaranteeing Regan will get a chance to discuss farm issues. Holland defends conservation rule at Senate hearing. Interior Secretary Deb Holland yesterday defended the Bureau of Land Management proposal to give conservation equal footing with other public land. Members of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee expressed concern that the agency did not take ranchers' perspectives into account when considering the rule. Pressed by both Senator Steve Daines, the Montana Republican, and Catherine Cortez Masto, the Nevada Democrat, Holland said the BLM rule would not foreclose any other uses of public lands. Holland also said the rule is not final by any means, and the agency will consider comments that it receives from members of the public, including ranchers. Vilsack moving ahead on regional food business centers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is expected today to announce organizations selected as finalists to establish USDA regional food business centers, part of the USDA effort to create a more resilient, diverse, and competitive food system. Vilsack to be on a press call with Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio, Deb Phillips, who serves as the CEO of Rural Action in Southwest Ohio. USDA announced last September that $400 million would be available to fund the initiative to assist small and medium-sized producers and food and farm businesses. SCOTUS to hear arguments on Chevron doctrine. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving the Chevron doctrine, a longstanding principle that courts should defer to federal agencies' interpretation of laws when those laws are ambiguous. The court granted a petition filed by Atlantic herring fishermen who object to having to pay the salaries of federal observers who are on board their vessels, arguing for the court to at least clarify the doctrine, which is widely used by courts in deciding administrative law cases. The fishing companies said, quote, lower courts continue to feel obligated to apply it because the Supreme Court has not yet formally overruled it. The case will be argued in the next term, which begins in October, likely decided sometime in 2024. Cattle producers laud Texas labeling bill. The Texas legislature has passed legislation that would make the state the 15th to pass the Truth in Labeling bill, aimed at protecting how imitation meat or cell-cultured products are labeled. The legislation requires analog products to be clearly labeled with one of the following: analog, meatless, plant-based, made from plants, or similar qualifying term. The bill, which needs the signature of Governor Greg Abbott, also would require a cell-cultured product to be labeled as either cell-cultured, lab-grown, or a similar qualifying term. The passage of SB 664 represents the outstanding work of elected leaders who not only care about Texas consumer rights, but also protecting the rights of cattle raisers, says Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association President Arthur Uhl. These bills ensure consumers are more informed and understand the source and origin of their food. Finally, here's today's She Said It, a worry about the folks who have never done a farm bill. We have 240 people in the House and Senate, most in the House, who don't understand what this means to rural America and agriculture. That's Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, the Michigan Democrat, speaking at a Senate Ag hearing yesterday about the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations and the 2011 budget deal. The 2011 agreement led to annual across-the-board cuts to spending for agriculture and other programs. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.